بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا فلا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: عن أبي عمر رضي الله عنه قال: قلت يا رسول الله، قل لي في الإسلام قولا لا أسأل عنه أحدا غيرك، قل آمنت بالله ثم استقيم، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Honorable ulama ikram, respected elders and brothers, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is only and solely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lords of the worlds, the Creator of the entire universe. And may the blessings and salutations be on our beloved Master and Leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for each and every single favor and blessing that He has bestowed upon us, especially that of Iman. And we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for making us from the ummah of Nabi Akrim Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Also, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the culmination of this month of Ramadan that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allowed us to witness. It was only by His grace and His fadl that He has let us see this beautiful month. My brothers, rest assured, all the good actions that we did in our entire lives, and especially what we did now in this month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has seen all of those actions. And inshallah, we have this great hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward us for everything that we have done. My brothers, when we leave this world, that's when we will see the fruits of it. And be assured that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has left no act unnoticed. The condition is the acceptance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there were two people once in a souq, a bazaar, a marketplace. And the one said to the other that, you know, we are in this place that is filled with ungodliness, irreligiousness, that everyone is unmindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this place. So they said that, let us just for a moment, let us just remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and let's speak of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a short while. So they spoke of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and time went on. After a while, one of the brothers died. And after some time, the other one who spoke, that was speaking with him, he saw in his dream this brother that died, and he asked his brother that, how have you fared in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What is your condition? He said, remember that time that we took out some time to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we remembered him for that short moment while everyone was unaware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Upon that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted maghfirah and forgiven me. Subhanallah, think about this, that what a small, something that seems insignificant in our eyes, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the maghfirat of that man. Imagine our actions, we don't know which tahajjud it may be, what dhikr that we have made to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala might forgive us and might grant us entry into Jannatul Firdaus. May Allah ta'ala grant it to all of us. Ameen. My brothers, the condition is that it needs acceptance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we pin our hopes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses our actions and accepts it from us. It is the practice of the Salafus Salihin, the pious predecessors, that after the month of Ramadan, for 5 to 6 months afterwards, they would ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept their actions for 5 to 6 months afterwards. And then the next 5 to 6 months, they would ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the opportunity for them to see the month of Ramadan again. This was the practice that they would have. And we should all have this fear in our hearts of the rejection, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rejects our actions. That is something that we should have. So we pin our hopes in the mercy of Allah, but we also, on the same token, we have the fear of the rejection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sahaba radiallahu anhum feared their rejection. When they were reading Salah and Quran, they feared Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is despite the devotion that they showed and displayed in their Salah and their Quran, yet they still had this fear. Us, even though our minds are not there, sometimes we are thinking of completely wrong things, but we we have so much of hope, we need to also have this fear. We have this hope that Allah accepts it, but we need to couple it with the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Hanzala radiallahu anhu narrates that once he was in the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was delivering a sermon, his eyes were flowing with tears, and as if he could see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in front of him. But when he left the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he went back to his family, he started joking, things were jovial, he was having a good time with them. And then it struck him that when I'm in the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then my iman feels like it's at a high. But now I'm at home and now I've completely forgotten Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said that definitely I'm a munafiq. He went out on the streets in the sphere saying, nafaqa handala, nafaqa handala. Until Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu saw him. Hazrat Abu Bakr asked him that, what are you saying? Why are you saying that you are a munafiq? He said that, he narrated his condition that with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I'm here and then with my family, then I forget of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this must mean I'm a munafiq. Hazrat Abu Bakr himself went into fear and he had the same worry and concern that Hazrat Hanzala had. Hazrat Abu Bakr then said that, both of them went to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, O Nabi of Allah, we have become munafiq, we have become munafiq. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam calmed them down and told them that if your condition with me was how you would always be, then you would have been, the angels would have praised you wherever you are, but you are human. You are not going to keep this level all the time. So my point is, the Sahaba had this fear that, will my actions be accepted? Am I a munafiq? Where should we stand? We should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even more that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from us. Allah forgive us sometimes that even whilst reading Salah or Quran, there may be a car that is driving by blasting some music and it remembers one of those gems that we used to listen when we were small, and that starts playing in our mind throughout our Salah. So this is our condition. When the Sahaba were so devoted, we should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive our small, our weak efforts that we present in front of him. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu has said, كُونُوا لِقَبُولِ الْعَمَلِ أَشَدُّ اهْتِمَامًا مِنْكُمْ مِنَ الْعَمَلِ. That you should worry and be more concerned about the acceptance of an action than the actual action itself. Then he said, أَلَمْ تَسْمَعُوا قَوْلُ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. Did you not hear what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran? إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. That verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts from those that are God-fearing, those that have taqwa. If one of our actions can get accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then perhaps we can fall under this category of those that are fearing, those that have taqwa, those that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described as Allah's bondsmen, those that are close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So after Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam was appointed as the king of Egypt, and he was in charge, and we know the story of Yusuf alayhi salam. There was the drought, but because of his dream, he instructed the king to keep some provisions, so they had a lot of extra provisions. And other countries were in a destitute position. They were all suffering from famine because of the extreme drought that were going. So all the different countries would come and they would request and they would give a sum to Yusuf alayhi salam and to the ministry in Egypt, and they would give them some provisions for the sum of money that they brought forward. So when the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam came from Canaan and they came to Yusuf alayhi salam, they came and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes it in the Quran by saying, فَلَمَّا دَخَلُوا عَلَيْهِ قَالُوا يَا أَيُّهَا الْعَزِيزُ مَسَّنَا وَأَهْلَنَا الضُّرُّ وَجِئْنَا بِبِضَاعَةٍ مُزْجَاتٍ فَأَوْفِلَنَا الْكَيْلَ وَتَصَدَّقَ عَلَيْنَا. They said that, O king, not knowing that it's their brother Yusuf alayhi salam, they said that we have come and our families have been stricken with grief and hunger, and they are destitute, and we have only got in front of us this amount of currency. The currency that they had was not something sufficient. It was diminishing. It wasn't worthy of being accepted. But they said that we have come with this weak provisions, something to barter with, to give you. It is not what you want from us. It is not the full price. فَأُوْفِلَنَا الْكَيْلَ, but give us the full measure because of our condition that we are in. وَتَصَدَّقْ عَلَيْنَا, and give some sadaqah upon us. Now the Mufassirin have written under this ayah that the awliya would also call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and under the pretext of this ayah they would say that, O Allah, our actions, are in such a condition, like how the brothers came, that we come with this weak efforts that are not worthy of being accepted. We come in your court and we beg you, O Allah, to accept from us this little, this weak efforts that we bring forward, and give us full measure and be bountiful over us. So we should all have this in our hearts, that our weak efforts, we still beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we still ask Him and beseech Him that, O Allah, accept our weak efforts. So that is the first message that I wanted to share, is begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from us. The second is, my brothers, my Allah and your Allah instructed us, وَعَبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ, that worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until death comes to you. Until yaqeen. Yaqeen is death, because death is certain. Every single person will meet it. It is not only that we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the month of Ramadan. Yes, in the month of Ramadan, we may have gotten closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We may have increased in our ibadat. We may have received some spiritual ecstasy. But now that the month of Ramadan has left, now is not the time that we forget what we did in Ramadan. We don't forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to, until death reaches us, continuously strive in the path of Allah, putting effort forward and asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from us. And we try our very best in and out of the month of Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's worship is not restricted to any time or place, my brothers. It is not restricted to when it is Ramadan, or when we're going for Umrah, or we're going for Hajj, and then we worship in that place. No, it is for all the time. We are Ibadur Rahman. Or to become Ibadur Rahman, then we need to be of those that worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continuously in and out of the month of Ramadan. Hazrat Abi Umar radiallahu anhu says that, I asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to tell me something about Islam. One thing that I don't have to ask anyone after that anything. So give me one short phrase that I ask you and I don't have to ask anyone after that. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, say, I believe in Allah and stay steadfast on that. Meaning, you make your declaration that you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and your actions must correspond to that declaration. If you continuously remember that I am the slave of Allah, and I need to bring myself forth in front of Allah, and I need to worship Him the way He needs to be worshipped, and we live by this motto, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us the Jannah, the gardens of Jannah. Ameen. It should not be that the TV is only packed away in the month of Ramadan. Now Ramadan is finished, we take it out. Or only in Ramadan while I'm fasting, I don't lie, I don't swear, I don't make ghibat. Now the month of Ramadan has lapsed, now I can do all of that and my music can start again. No. Throughout the year, let us try and worship Allah. Let us try and remember that Allah is watching us at all times. On a lighter note, you know, when it's Eid time, then brothers send all sorts of messages. So, on one of my WhatsApp groups that I'm on, one brother sent a message, or he sent a sticker rather, to say that Shaitan has joined. So I said, kick him out. He doesn't belong here. So kick him out. And but jokes aside, this should be our, this is how we should live by that. Now that the month of Ramadan is finished, we don't use the excuse that Shaitan is out, and now we start doing our sins again and stop worrying about worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No. Like how we worshipped in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a strength and a shield. The fasting is a protective shield for a believer. So like how we've built up that shield, we keep it up until we meet up the next month of Ramadan, where we can strengthen our iman again. Hazrat Hasan Basri radiallahu anhu said that every day a person does not disobey Allah, then it is as if that day is a day of Eid for him. Just staying away from sin on his own is a great virtue. That even if we can't keep up the same standards in the month of Ramadan, but at least let us stay away from the sin that we used to do. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, أَحَبُّ الْأَعْمَالِ إِلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى أَدْوَمُهَا وَإِنْ قَلَّهِ. The most beloved actions to Allah, the most virtuous of actions in the eyes of Allah, are those that are done consistently. Not only for a particular time, not only in a particular place, but those that are done consistently, وَإِنْ قَلَّ, even though they may be less, even though it's not the same amount, or it's not a lot, it's a little that you present, but you do it consistently. This is most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant me firstly the ability to practice on these words, and each and every single one of us to practice on what has been said. Wa akhiru da'wana anil alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Say jazakumullah. Sahab for that valuable and important advice. Alhamdulillah, Maulana is one of our locals. Alhamdulillah, he did his hifziyah with us and he's serving the community in Northcliff Extension at the Al Qadr Masjid, inshallah. Allah accept his efforts, inshallah. He's running with the madrasa there also and he's running the hifz class. He's making imamat there also. Allah take him from strength to strength, inshallah. And Allah use him for the service of his deen, inshallah. In short, my respected elders and friends, Maulana's message was simple. He said, be a Rabbani, not a Ramdani. Maulana's message was simple. He said, be a Rabbani, not a Ramdani. Be a person who worships Allah all the time, and not one who worships Ramadan. Allah make us from amongst those, inshallah. And we continue with the good deeds that we have been doing, our salah, our Quran recitation, remembrance of Allah, our charity weekly that we give in the path of Allah. All these good actions, inshallah, we continue so that the day we meet Allah is the best day of our lives, inshallah. The day that we meet Allah, that is the best day of our lives, inshallah. Allah give us all the understanding. And also, inshallah, in 2 weeks' time, my respected elders and friends, on the 26th, 27th, 28th, that long weekend, we know the ijtima will be taking place, inshallah. We start making dua towards that. We start making effort, inviting one another. We know the need of the time is that deen must become alive. The need of the time, every home where deen can come alive, how can the a'mal become alive? That is the need of the time, inshallah. So we make effort towards that, inshallah. We cancel all our holiday bookings. All roads are going to Lens, inshallah. All roads are leading to Lens. No holiday bookings, no cabana and all that. All roads are going to Lens, inshallah. On the 26th, 27th, 28th, inshallah. Allah give us the understanding. There is a car registration number, TJM016. Your car windows are open. There's nobody in the car. TJM016. JazakAllah.
أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الذي عرف أولياءه غوائل الدنيا وآفاتها وكشف لهم عن عيوبها وعوراتها فعلموا أنه يزيد منكرها على معروفها ولا يفي مرجوها بمخوفها ولا يخلو صفوها عن شوائب الكدورات ولا ينفك سرورها عن المنغصات تمني أصحابها سرورا وتعدهم غرورا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله المرسل إلى العالمين بشيرا ونذيرا وسراجا منيرا صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد فإن الآيات الواردة في ذم الدنيا وأمثلتها كثيرة وأكثر القرآن مشتمل على ذم الدنيا وصرف الخلق عنها دعوتهم إلى الآخرة بل هو مقصود الأنبياء عليهم السلام ولم يبعثوا إلا لذلك فالآيات فيها مشهورة وجملة من السنن هنالك مذكورة فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم والله ما الدنيا في الآخرة إلا مثل ما يجعل أحدكم إصبعه في اليم فلينظر بما يرجع. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام الدنيا سجن المؤمن وجنة الكافر. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى. بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعني وإياكم بالآي والذكر الحكيم. أستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي ساعة. من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعصهما فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ونبيك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر وأصدقهم حياء عثمان وأقضاهم علي وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين. اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا. الله في أصحابي لا تتخذهم غرضا من بعدي. فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم. وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم أيد الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم واجعلنا منهم. واخذل من خذل دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا تجعلنا منهم. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. عباد الله رحمكم الله. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروني أذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. Let's straighten the stuffs in shoulder to shoulder, filling in all the gaps. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا ضالين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين وجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع المتقين مع الإيمان اللهم ربنا تقبل صيامنا وقيامنا وركوعنا وسجودنا وتلاوتنا وجميع أعمالنا ربنا وآتنا ما وعدتنا على رسلك ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة إنك لا تخلف الميعاد ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين